A refugee advocate says the reasons provided by ASIO for adverse security assessments of some refugees are too brief and impossible to contest. Last year, the High Court ruled that it was unlawful to deny protection visas to refugees because they received an adverse ASIO assessment. But now ASIO is releasing the reasons for its adverse security assessments of the refugees involved. And a former federal court judge, Margaret Stone, has been appointed to review each decision. But one refugee advocate says the reasons are vague and in some cases only seven lines long. Sarah Dingle reports.
Today, former federal court judge Margaret Stone is visiting Sydney's Villawood Detention Centre. She's there to brief some of the 60-odd people caught in limbo, found to be refugees, but denied a protection visa because of an adverse security assessment by ASIO. Last year, this group had a win when the High Court found it was unlawful to deny protection visas to refugees because they'd been knocked back by ASIO. In the past, ASIO never had to provide any reasons for their rejections, but now it's releasing those reasons to each detainee. Refugee advocate Ian Rintel says the results are less than illuminating.
They're very, very general statements. There's no specific allegations or evidence giving for those allegations. I mean, they're literally, you know, six or seven lines long.
Ian Rintel says the ASIO assessments make bold statements about what ASIO thinks people believe. The majority of those refugees knocked back by ASIO are Tamils from Sri Lanka. According to Ian Rintel, in some cases, ASIO delivered its rejection without even asking people about their political ideology or conducting an interview.
It's alleged, you know, that people are, you know, members of particular organisations, that they believe that they remain, committed to, you know, the ideology of those particular organisations, and then they draw a conclusion that if people were given permanent visas, they would continue to hold those ideas. They're told that ASIO believes, you know, that you are a member of this organisation and you hold certain kind of, you know, beliefs without those issues being put, you know, personally to those refugees. So, you know, the mechanisms of ASIO, how they've made those decisions and stuff, you know, just defy common sense, let alone, you know, the basic ideas of natural justice.
The federal government has appointed Margaret Stone to review ASIO's decision for each of the 60-odd ASIO rejects still in detention. However, she can only form an opinion, not order any action. The University of Sydney's Professor Ben Saul says there's some significant problems with Margaret Stone's role.
One is that the reviewer simply can't compel ASIO to release any national security information which ASIO doesn't want to release. Secondly, the reviewer is only has a power of recommendation. So the reviewer can't change ASIO's decision. So even if the reviewer identifies errors in ASIO's security decision making, she can't substitute her decision for that of ASIO's. So it relies entirely on the good faith of ASIO to do the right thing when it's been called for doing something wrong in its decision making.
Professor Saul doubts whether Margaret Stone will be able to supply any more answers to refugees beyond the information now released by ASIO.
So far, over the last 4 years, ASIO hasn't agreed to disclose much at all to most of the refugees. So unless ASIO fundamentally changes its mind, I remain pretty sceptical whether the independent reviewer process will give refugees enough to be able to defend themselves effectively.
Refugees who have been knocked back by ASIO will now provide written or oral statements to Margaret Stone. The Stone Review's first reporting period ends in June.
Sarah Dingle reporting, and ASIO says the reasons provided to refugees include all information possible without prejudicing the interests of security.